a solid start, and that's as the leading home rider. I suppose that puts more pressure on you, but you must be pleased with where you are after round one of the Rolex finals.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with Regina. She's in good shape today, good form. But this is also a class that suits her quite well. So we have to see how it is tomorrow and probably Sunday. I think Michael also will come back because his horse jumped very well. And okay, that's not the fastest horse in the world. But he will come up and he will come up in the rankings.
And as always, when you've got a home final, whatever sport, if you're the home base riders, there's always a slight edge, isn't there? So you know that there's a bit of pressure on you coming into the week.
Yeah, but that's nice. I mean, that's why we sports people and sportsmen. And I like the pressure. I like to compete, and I like if the people are behind you and cheering. And because that's we do it also to show our act to the people.
And you say your horse showed speed, but what about for the next two rounds? How do you feel you'll be able to go over those?
Yeah, we will see. My horse is not doesn't have the last scope, but she's a really trier and she's a fighter. So it feels good, shape is good. I don't want to count too well at the minute, but we will see after tomorrow and then see how the feeling is then.
And obvious question, do you see yourself as part of maybe heading off to London? Would that be something you'd like to achieve, or you feel that, where do you see yourself in that scheme of things?
Every sportsman, but first we have the World Cup final, and after that we look forward to London.